Hello, 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 everybody. Wherever you are in the world, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi coming your way. Blessed to be here with you today as we continue to end this week on a high, on a very high note. For those of you who are joining us, we have been flowing with this teaching on when we've been using the story of Joseph, trying to progress on purpose. We talked about identifying dream killers. And then we talked on about yesterday on how we can dream in dysfunction, dreaming in dysfunction. And you can get these messages on this timeline, or you can go to my YouTube channel, the Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, Progress on Purpose, Progress on Purpose. You need to subscribe. If you're not yet subscribed, there's a lot of great teachings and great trainings that are on the way, and I do not want you to miss any. So please, if you can go hit up my YouTube channel, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, Progress on Purpose, and you would have done yourself a great favor. And if not that, go to my podcast and again, pull up Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, Progress on Purpose, as we do, you know, it's very powerful podcast that we are building things on the how-tos to do life, how-tos. It is, I'm here for your motivation, for your inspiration, for your empowerment, for your development. I desire to be a spiritual and a coach in your life. I believe that many people know what to do. They just don't know how to do. And I want to, God has put an anointing on my life to remove the obstacles, in front of your miracle, removing the obstacle that is in front of your miracle. So that's what Progress on Purpose is. It's a how to do things. So today I want to coach. I want to coach today. And so we want to talk about before Pharaoh calls. In this instant of Joseph, you discover Pharaoh called. In your instance, maybe that big break that you're waiting for, before the big break comes. It may be a big break on the job. It may be a big break in relationships, you know, before the man asks your hand in marriage, or before you find the right one, or it may be before you get the right job. So we're going to entitle this one, Before Pharaoh Calls. And we're going to learn how to progress on purpose using the story of Joseph. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this moment. I invite you to bless us. May our faith find meaning as we interact with one another. May you give us the tools we need for us to move to the next level. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Listen, come with me to Genesis chapter 41 and verse 14. I'm going to use that verse, Genesis chapter 41, verse 14. Thank you so much, my friends. If you can share on your platforms, you will be teaching with me. So you can share on your platform and your friends may get what you're getting, because it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. I'm telling you, it's going to be good. I'm excited already. Okay, let me calm down. So 41:14 reads in Genesis 41:14, it reads, Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. And I'm going to entitle this one, Before Pharaoh Calls. This is a good moment. Verse 14 is a powerful moment, because this is what, where everything shifts, everything changes. Just one call from the right person can change your life forever. Let me tell you something. You just need favor with one right person and your life will be transformed forever. You don't need so many people. No, it's one person who, when God uses the one right person at the right time, your life can change. You are one person away from your biggest break. You are one person away from the greatest desire of your life. So we're going to talk about Before Pharaoh Calls. Before Pharaoh Calls. 41 Genesis verse 14. It says, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. Yeah, Pharaoh is going to call. When it's time, he's going to call. But I want to coach today on this subject. Now, what do I do before Pharaoh calls? Everybody wants the call of Pharaoh. Everybody wants the big break. Everybody wants the man to hit the knee and ask their hand in marriage. That's a great day. But what do I do before Pharaoh calls? I want to coach. I just want to coach today. I may be tempted to preach. I've got 3 sermons to preach on tomorrow. And so I'm going to serve the preachment for tomorrow. Those of you who may be in England, I'm coming through Zoom in England and doing some things out there. So I have 3 sermons tomorrow. So I won't preach. I'm going to try to preserve my voice for tomorrow. Is that okay? But you know, I'm a preacher. So if I'm tempted, I'll go there. But I want to coach. I want to coach. Before Pharaoh calls, what do I do? What must I do before Pharaoh calls? All right. When you look at the story of Joseph, it's a very amazing story. And I'm going to challenge you to look at this thing as I'm also challenging myself. Okay. It's amazing that Joseph, at every point, every station he found himself, he became the leader. Okay. It's amazing that Joseph, at every turn, wherever he was before Pharaoh called, Joseph was in charge. When he was at home, he was the favorite son of his father. When he went to Potiphar, the Bible says God was with him and he became the chief of all that Potiphar had. So he rose from a nobody, from being a slave, to becoming the manager of the estate of Potiphar. And when he was thrown into prison, accused of rape, while she was in there, such a heinous accusation, he rose from being the lowest to becoming the one in charge of the prison. So I want to talk to us now and look at this thing and really talk to you before Pharaoh calls. And by the time Pharaoh called him, listen to me, Pharaoh called him for his expertise. So I wanted to understand that when Pharaoh calls you, Pharaoh is not calling you for development. Pharaoh is not calling you for you to start up something, but everything that you have developed before he called, he has been preparing you for execution. Okay, what this means is before the marriage, before the man asks for the hand, your hand in marriage, you need to understand when someone marries you, that you must be ready for you to execute the marriage. All right. So I want to talk about it. Before the job comes in, when you are hired on a company, they're not hiring you for you to learn. You must arrive on the company to solve the problem of the company. So what do I do before my big break? What do I do before Pharaoh calls? Number one, I want you to understand, you discover Joseph was faithful at every station he was in. Joseph was faithful at every station he was in. Joseph was faithful even as a shepherd when his father sent him away. Joseph was faithful even when he was sent to his hateful brothers. He was sent to an environment where he knew he might not come back, but he went there faithfully. When he was sold as a slave, he was faithful as a slave. When he was accused into prison, he was faithful. Even in prison, he served others. So here it is before Pharaoh calls. Faithfulness is going to be demanded out of your life. And for many of you who are here, here it is. Before Pharaoh calls, listen to me, you may have to go, how do I put this? When you look at Joseph, Joseph had so many different careers on his path to the call of Pharaoh. He was a shepherd, all right? He became a slave. He became a prisoner. And then Pharaoh calls. So for many of us, before we get the biggest break of our lives, you may discover before Pharaoh calls, you may have some career changes. So what does that mean? Before Pharaoh calls, learn to be flexible. One of my beatitudes, Cambiseology, here it comes. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. Before Pharaoh calls, you may need to be flexible. Again, there are some people who are blessed in this life who have one career, one job, and they retire on that one job. And most of those people, by the time they retire, they are no longer as effective as they were when they started. Because when you stay in it that long, you take it for granted. But I'm talking to those of us dreamers on the path to the call of Pharaoh, to the break, to the biggest break of your life. You need to understand that you may have multiple career paths before you get to your ultimate dream. All right, so what do? Be faithful before Pharaoh calls. The second thing, keep moving. Keep moving before Pharaoh calls. Keep moving. However you move, keep moving. All right? If your moving is going to be your father sending, like Joseph, his first move, it was the father sending him. The next move, it was his brother selling him. The next move, it was Potiphar taking him home. The next move, it was Mrs. Potiphar accusing him. The next move, it was him being taken from Potiphar's house into the prison. And the next move, it was Pharaoh's call on his life. So before Pharaoh calls, keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Let me tell you something. The greatest enemy to a dreamer is addiction to your past success. The greatest enemy to a dreamer is your past success. See, if the man was so good, how come you don't have him? If the lady was so nice, how come you don't have her? Keep moving. If your first job was so good, how come you're not there? Okay, don't let the addiction of the past hold you back. Can I say this? If you keep living in your past, you'll never make your present leave. If you don't die to your past success, you'll never let your present opportunities live. So before Pharaoh calls, you must keep moving. Yes, it is wonderful, isn't it, to be with daddy who favors you. But Joseph, you must move. Move and meet with your haters, brothers, who are out to destroy the dream. They think they're killing the dream, but they're selling it to the Ishmaelites. Hey, Joseph, move with the Ishmaelites. Well, Pastor, I don't know these people. They're selling me. And here comes Potiphar. He's buying me. Joseph, move with Potiphar. Let me tell you something. You'll never be productive and effective where you are if you are in the mourning, grieving of your past success. All of us have had some good stuff in the past. It's a good thing. That's why the windshield of your car is bigger than your rear view mirror. You just have to just take a glimpse of your past, but don't look in the rear view mirror. You can't go forward driving looking in the rear view mirror. So I want to challenge you. If before Pharaoh calls, you must keep moving. Keep moving. You may have to cry sometimes. Keep moving. You may have some mini funerals on your way to your destiny. Yes, you got to bury some things on the way. Yes, you got to have some graves on the way. But before Pharaoh calls, Pharaoh is not going to call and angry you because Potiphar's wife accused you. Pharaoh's problem needs the best you for you to come and solve his problem. Pharaoh doesn't care what you've gone through. Pharaoh is not looking for a history of your pain. Pharaoh is looking for a healed man who can interpret my problems. So before Pharaoh calls, keep moving. Listen, if you're a great dreamer, you need to forgive. That's why forgiveness is a lifestyle. I teach forgiveness. I live forgiveness. I have a book, Radical Release. I wrote a book on forgiveness. If you go to my YouTube channel, I've got 19 presentations on forgiveness. And they'll change your life. Because if you're a dreamer, you don't have time to carry bags full of past pain. Can't do it. All right, so keep moving before Pharaoh calls. You may move from your father to the pit. You may not like the pit. Keep moving. When it's time to get out of the pit, get out of the pit. If it's time to go with the Ishmaelites, go with the Ishmaelites. If it's time for Potiphar to buy you, get bought. Listen, keep moving. If you don't like where you are, move. You're not a tree. Please forgive me. I just enjoy myself. You got to keep moving. And let me tell you something. Your haters want you to die at the last place where they betrayed you, at the last place where they put you in the pit. But your destiny is not in the pit. Your destiny is not with Potiphar. Your destiny is not in the prison. But you know what? Use everything for your greatest good because everything is an opportunity. Okay, your greatest growth takes place in places where you don't want to be. So you got to grow, because if God has got your story in his hand, God will only move you to the next level when you pass. Can I talk to you, somebody? All of us have been in school for a little bit. You could not leave grade one if you were not good in grade one. You had to be best in grade one so that you could be promoted to grade two. You had to master grade two for you to be promoted to grade three. The same is true with your dreams. If you keep on failing grade one, you're going to be a 90-year-old first grader, because, my friend, you got to maximize wherever you are. Maximize the pit. Maximize, maximize, maximize. Listen, stop excuses. You can explain why you are where you are, but don't make it an excuse why you are where you are. Keep moving before Pharaoh calls. All right. And then here it is. Number three, and I'm going to get into some things, some deep stuff right here. I'm just coaching, okay? I'm just coaching. Here's number three, which is very, very important. It's very important. Do the next right thing. Before Pharaoh calls, do the next right thing. Oh, that's a word right there. Before Pharaoh calls, because in Genesis 41, verse 14, Pharaoh is going to call Joseph. But before Pharaoh calls, do the next right thing. What's the next right thing that you have been waiting for all this long? See, before Pharaoh calls, you are in process. Simply because Pharaoh hasn't called, can I talk to you? If you stick with the process, you have progress. Oh God, there's no progress without process. So in other words, whilst you are in the pit, Joseph, you are in process and you're already progressing. Whilst you're on the back of a horse of the Ishmaelites, Joseph, you are in process. Guess what? You are progressing. If anything, you haven't met Pharaoh yet, but you're getting closer to Pharaoh. Before Pharaoh calls, do the next right thing. We are dreamers. And we are not going to die. Oh, no, no, no. The devil is a liar. We're going to hear Pharaoh call us if it is God's will. If it is God's will, it is God's bill. And because it's God's bill, I'm going to do the next right thing whilst I'm waiting on the Lord. You got to wait upon the Lord. But whilst you're waiting before Pharaoh calls, do the next right thing. All right, here's the fourth thing. Listen, I'm dropping it. Here it is. Are you ready for this one? Okay, so be faithful wherever you are. Wherever you are, be faithful. Martin Luther King said, if you sweep the streets, be the best sweeper of streets that has ever been. If you are a baker, be the best baker you can ever be. Let me tell you something. Anything that you master prepares you for your next level. You got that? Anything that you master prepares you to the next level. And God is a good father. A good father gives his children what they're ready to handle. Many of us are where we are because our characters are not ready to handle the call of Pharaoh. You better thank God that you don't have it yet. You better thank God that you don't have what you need or think you want yet. Because, my friend, some of us, our characters ain't ready. Ain't ready at all. Oh, we want to get out of the pit, but we ain't ready to meet the Ishmaelites. Oh, we want to get off from the slave market, but we ain't ready to follow a master. See, Joseph was the favorite of his father. He had to humble himself to be a slave, because Joseph was not used to being told what to do. He was the favorite of his father. He reported everybody to his daddy. Now he becomes a slave when nobody listens to him. He had to be faithful in it. So before Pharaoh calls, do the next right thing. That's what I'm doing right here on Facebook Live, talking to you. Listen, stop crying. There are always opportunities for you to do what God wants you to do. There are so many opportunities for you to get ready. Let me tell you something. Be found doing what you claim to know how to do. See, when Pharaoh comes to you, he's not going to ask you if you can train for it, if you can learn for it. When Pharaoh calls you, Pharaoh wants you to produce. You didn't hear what I'm saying? Pharaoh is calling you to produce. There are so many people who are not ready, who are not faithful whilst they're dating, and yet they want to be married. And when they get married, they want to start learning how to be a married woman. No, 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 no. When you are married, you must produce. Oh, God, don't get me started right here. All right, so here it is. So what do we do? Before Pharaoh calls you, have a God-honoring attitude. Have a God-honoring attitude. Okay, you remember when Sister Potiphar wanted to get him, and Joseph said, how can I sin against God? Sister Potiphar, you are so fine. I mean, you are just so gorgeous and beautiful. Listen, you are bad. You are a bad girl. But listen, it's not your beauty. It's not anything to do with you. But how can I sin against God? Before Pharaoh calls, have a God-honoring attitude. This is what separates people with God dreams. Have a God-honoring attitude. If you have opportunity abandonment, it's because I'm honoring God. Oh, God, I feel like preacher here. Listen, you got to have an opportunity. If you abandon an opportunity that looks good to you, it's because it doesn't honor God. See, before Pharaoh calls, the devil cannot destroy God's dream for your life. But the devil can distract you from the dream that God has for your life. The devil can only distract you. He cannot destroy what God has purposed for your life. He can distract you. And Potiphar's wife is a distraction. And the only way to defeat a distraction is to have a God-honoring attitude before Pharaoh calls. So a God-honoring attitude, somebody may ask the question, Pastor, how does that look? Well, a God-honoring attitude, you have to be determined that God alone receives the credit in your life before Pharaoh calls. God alone is going to receive the credit before Pharaoh calls. So before Pharaoh calls, have a God-honoring attitude. A God-honoring attitude will make you pray for your enemies. It will make you pray for those who vindictively destroy your character. It makes you pray for the Mrs. Potiphar's. It makes you pray for the jailers. It makes you minister to other jailers. Why? You have a God-honoring attitude. You ready for this? Even when Joseph came to Pharaoh, when Pharaoh said to him, I heard that you can tell me my dream, Joseph had a God-honoring attitude. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, no, I don't do that. There is a God in heaven. I have an attitude that honors God, whether I am in poverty or whether I am in success. Because whenever you develop a God-honoring attitude, my friend, you need it even when you are in distress, and you need it even when you are in success. Because if you don't have a God-honoring attitude, when you succeed, you have a big head. When you don't have a God-honoring attitude, when you are down and life is not happening, you become depressed. A God-honoring attitude will balance your life, whether you are in the valley or you are in the mountain. I hear somebody say, the God on the mountain is your God in the valley. When things go wrong, I've got a God-honoring attitude. He will make them right. Oh, I feel like, oh, Jesus, I'm supposed to be teaching. Please pray for me. All right, here it is. Let's get moving. Have a God-honoring attitude before Pharaoh calls. Oh, you got to have it. You got to have a God-honoring attitude. Some people ought to be glad that you love God. You better tell your haters, you better thank God that I love God. Don't you know I could beat you, I could knock you down, I could destroy your character, but I fear God. I love God. I've got a God-honoring attitude. I don't have a black attitude. I don't have a racist attitude. I don't have an African attitude. I have a God-honoring attitude. It is. Even when you throw me in the fire, the three Hebrew boys will let you know we had a God-honoring attitude. We told Nebuchadnezzar, listen, Neb, we are not going to worship this thing because we have a God-honoring attitude. Even if we die, we're going to die because we got a God-honoring attitude. That's what you need, child of God. Your life is packed with I'll sit around, Pastor, you don't know what I've gone through. You don't know. Have a God-honoring attitude. You can dream in dysfunction. Have a God-honoring attitude in a bad marriage. Have a God-honoring attitude in a dating. Have a God-honoring attitude even on your job. Colossians chapter 3:17 says, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it as unto the Lord. You know what that means? That's having a God-honoring attitude, which means you have got a worship attitude. Everything you do is an act of worship. Baby, here comes Potiphar. Potiphar, you're an act of worship. Oh, jailer, you're an act of worship. When you do everything with a God-honoring attitude, you're going to discover you can declare, this is the day which the Lord has made. Not another day, but this is the day which the Lord has made. A God-honoring attitude will pray, give us this day our daily bread. God, there's a blessing of my food and provision for this day. I may not like where I am. I may not like how I am where I am, but I've got a God-honoring attitude before Pharaoh calls. I feel like preaching up in here. Somebody gotta forgive me. Because my friends, I want you to understand, if we do it right, if we do it right, God is going to take us there. If we do it right, God is going to get us there. If we do it right, God is going to get us there. Have a God-honoring attitude. That's what it is. God-honoring attitude. Can we keep on moving? Yes, yes, here it is. Number whatever it is, here it is. You need to understand that when God gives you a dream, every God-given dream will always come at a great cost. Every God-given dream will always come at a great cost. Every God-given dream will have some pits, will have some betrayal, will have some accusations, will have some character assassinations, will put you in places where you never thought you could ever be. Every God-given dream will always come at a great cost. If you want to ask me, Pastor, how can I tell if God is going to use me greatly? Show me the cost. Show me the cost. If you are not hurting, there ain't no suffering in your life, it ain't that much. But if it is a God-given dream, it'll come at a cost. It may isolate you. Listen, write this down. Every God-given dream will invite a hater. Every God-given dream will invite an enemy. Yeah, every God-given dream, whenever God has given you a dream, that dream will literally get some enemies for you. Every dream will have Sister Potiphar. Every God-given dream has a Pete. Every God-given dream has got somebody who's going to forget you, neglect you when you've done good for them. Any dreamer in this world did not make it because they had support, but they made it because God had their back. So before Pharaoh calls in Genesis 41:14, you must have routine integrity. You must have routine integrity. Don't cut corners before Pharaoh calls, because cutting corners may jeopardize and delay the call of God on your life. If Joseph had slept with Sister Potiphar, we would have never known what happened. If Joseph committed suicide in the pit, would have never known what happened. So before Pharaoh calls, you need routine integrity. You need routine faithfulness. Faithfulness. Routine faithfulness. It doesn't mean you don't want to, you don't feel. You know what? There's a song that says, what's the song? It has this line in it. I like to sing it most of the time. What's the song? Prone to wonder. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Fail to leave the God I love. All of us will be tempted to feel like quitting, but don't quit. Before Pharaoh calls, friend, have routine integrity. And it hurts to have integrity when you are in a situation where you have been lied on and you still remain yourself. Be true. There are so many people I counsel, Pastor, you don't know what he did to me. Well, because he did it to you, it doesn't give you a right for you to sacrifice you. Oh, Pastor, he cheated on me. You don't cheat. You need to have routine integrity yourself. Okay? Don't, two wrongs will never make it a right. You need to have routine integrity. Don't let other people's decisions on your life become your decisions. Now, separate what they do and who you are. It'll give you routine integrity and routine faithfulness. All right. So here are a few things. I'm going to give you four things that I'm out of your way that are going to help us to do what we got to do. Okay. It's very important. I want you to remember some things. I want you to remember some things and remember some of these things. Before Pharaoh calls, it is your view of God. It is our view of God that determines our attitude in the circumstances in which God finds or puts us in. Okay. Your picture of God matters before Pharaoh calls. Do you know that your behavior, child of God, listen to me, your behavior right now is a reflection of how you view God. If you want to change your behavior, you don't change behavior. Behavior is changed by your picture of God. You do what you do. I do what I do because of my picture of God. So your view of God matters before Pharaoh calls. See, Joseph could have simply said, well, this is my breaking moment. I'm getting out of here. But his view of God was, even though my father is not here, even though nobody knows me, but God knows me. So your view of God matters. Your view of God determines your attitude. Your view of God in a bad situation. See, people don't understand why some of us keep on singing, keep on smiling, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Talk to me, David, why? And he says, for thou art with me. In other words, he had this God-honoring attitude that viewed God as an ever-present God. So before Pharaoh calls, check your view of God. Check your view of God. See, your view of God impacts your worldview. That's why the Bible must become your friend before you get your breakthrough, because this helps you to use and fine tune your lenses so that you can see God better. The story is told, let me share with you on this one. Story is told, somebody told me the story and I loved it. Somebody said that the story is told of a father who his son came to him and the son asked him, Father, how big is God? How big is God, Daddy? How big is God? And then the father said, listen, I'm going to help. The father said, oh, come outside. So they went outside and there was a big Boeing 707 in the sky. And the father said, put your finger, close this eye. And then he closed this eye. And then the father said, well, here's what I want you to do. Whilst you're closing this eye, I want you to bring the finger slowly to the eye whilst you're looking at the plane. And as he was doing that, the father says, how big is the plane? And the son says, Daddy, it is so small that my finger actually closed it out of my sight. Okay? The big plane, because as I'm bringing my finger to my eye, my finger is actually blocking it from my, it's so small. Then the father said, get in the car. And they got in the car and the father drove all the way to the airport. And when they got to the airport, the father brought his son in front of a Boeing 707. And the father said, how big is this plane? And then the son said, Daddy, this is a big plane. I've never seen such a big plane. Are you ready for this? Here it is. The closer you are to the plane, the bigger it is. The further away from the plane, the smaller it becomes, that even your finger may appear to erase it from your sight. The same is true with God. The closer you are to God, the bigger God is in your life. The further away from God you go, the smaller God becomes, and the more you make your decisions without consulting Him. Your view of God is determined by your closeness to God. So before Pharaoh calls, don't quit on church. People tell me, Pastor, I was so hurt, I've quit on church. You must be crazy. Nobody should make you quit church. Nobody should make you leave God. Nobody should let you stop reading your Bible. Why? Because, oh, Pastor, you don't know. Oh, you are telling me you are replacing God with a glass of wine? Are you serious? And you are a dreamer? And there's more to you than what you're experiencing right now? Why allow a bottle to become a distraction to the God-given dream that's in your life? Some of you are listening to me right now. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been discouraged. I know somebody messed you up. You need to go join the choir. You need to go back to church. You need to find the church. You need to go back. You need to go back. Go get your Bible. Dust it up. Don't make a man who walked out of your life. Don't make a woman who walked out of your life stop you from interacting with the things of God. Don't give up on God before Pharaoh calls. Pharaoh is going to call. But in the meantime, I've got integrity. I've got routine integrity. I've got routine faithfulness. You need to understand, I'm singing faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Why? Because Pharaoh is going to call, and I want my call to find me ready when it comes. All right, let me finish up. Oh, God, here it is. Oh, God, here. Before Pharaoh, you got to get ready. You got to get ready. Can I say this to you? Somebody listen to me, please. Throw some hearts up, some thumbs up if I'm saying something sensible. Let me tell you something. If you show me your preparation, I can tell you your success. If you want to know how successful you are going to be in your future, check your preparation. See, everybody wants success when Pharaoh calls, but nobody wants preparation. And when you are in preparation mode, you don't need to tell anybody. You don't need to tell anybody. People don't need to be. If you're going to a wedding, no, you know, if you are the bride for a wedding, you don't have to tell people I'm getting married today. No. We will see the preparation and we'll conclude the event. So I want to challenge you. What's your preparation? Right now, before Pharaoh calls, what's your preparation? Young lady, pastor, I'm single. What's your preparation? Are you becoming wife material? Are you becoming somebody who somebody can look at and say, ooh, I need to introduce you to my dad, to my mama? You need to become what you are hoping to become. You need to have routine integrity, routine faithfulness. You, even if you die before Pharaoh calls, you must have enjoyed the fact of looking like what Pharaoh, in fact, Pharaoh missed out because I am ready. I was ready for his call, but because he didn't call me, shame on you, Pharaoh. You missed on a good thing. Before Pharaoh calls, you got to prepare yourself. It matters. It is our view of God. Before Pharaoh calls, I want you to remember three things. Then I'm out of your way. Remember, you must read this. Before Pharaoh calls, you must trust God's promises and purposes even when you don't understand his timing. Okay, nobody knows God's timing. But before God's timing happens, you must trust God's promises. You must trust God's purposes before, even when you don't understand his timing. Listen, stop. Do you know, can I talk to you about God a little bit? I think I need to preach one day about God. Just preach. It's someone titled God, just God. It'll blow your mind. A day is like 1,000 years to God. And 1,000 years are like a day to God. And I want to check up God's timing. And he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not my ways. God, you keep the time, sir. I'm going to trust your promises. I'm going to trust your purposes. You keep the time. God is the greatest time keeper of all time. I'm telling you right now. Because even when you are dead, God will keep his time and bring you back like he did with Lazarus. God is the best time keeper. Even when you've been a slave like the children of Israel, 430 years on the day of getting out, God will come and get you out. And listen, I've learned that God is the best timekeeper, so I'm not worried about God's timing, but I'm concerned about God's processes and promises and purposes, and I will trust in the Lord even if I till I die. So learn before Pharaoh calls. Your joy, your excitement is only found in your trust in God's promises and God's purposes. And please take your watch and give it to God. He is the greatest timekeeper of all time. Somebody type that thing. God is the greatest timekeeper of all time. Galatians 4, verse 4, it says, at the fullness of time, Jesus was born. Do you know that Jesus had to wait for so many thousands of years? And when the time was right, you need to understand Jesus was born. He was not born a day before, a day after, but he was born right on time because God is the greatest timekeeper of all time. Don't tell me, Pastor, I'm too old. I need a man right now. Oh, my friend, you are getting into territory that's not yours because you need to understand God knows when to make Pharaoh call you. Ready? Joseph was in trouble because of a God-given dream. Pharaoh had a problem because of a God-given dream. Joseph in trouble because of a God-given dream. Pharaoh needed Joseph because of a God-given dream. So one God-given dream was the key to unlock another God-given dream. Only spiritual things are spiritually discerned. If God has given you a dream, it's not going to be unlocked by anybody who is not touched by the hand of God. Let me tell you something. When it's time, God can move it. God can move it. God can move it. Please don't think you are out of schedule. You are right on time. Please don't tell me, Pastor, my time is over. No, it's not. You are right on time. Do you know that when it's time for you to go where God wants you to be, God will bypass the security of Pharaoh. God will get into the master bedroom of Pharaoh. God will not even touch the covers on Pharaoh. God will get into the mind of Pharaoh. God will give Pharaoh a dream that he has never had. And Pharaoh will have a sleepless night because God wants a Joseph out of prison. You didn't hear what I'm saying? You need to understand it'll cost God a whole lot for him to take you where you're going, because wherever God is getting you to, it is God's purpose. It's not yours. You thought the dream was yours? No, the dream is God's dream, because God wants to save the world. He wanted to save the world from starvation, and that's why you had a dream when you were in Canaan. Some of you are thinking, Pastor, I want to be a teacher. Well, you are going to be a teacher. You think it's your dream, but if God wants to transform you and use you to teach the greatest scientist of all time, you need to understand it's going to come to pass because God said so. Child of God, you need to stop playing God. Before Pharaoh calls, stop playing God. You don't know how long you're going to be in the pit. You don't know how long you're going to be with Potiphar. You don't know how. Listen, the beautiful thing about the story of Joseph, there are words that you hear over and over, and the words are, the Lord was with Joseph. So whatever Joseph went through, he could only survive it because God was right there next to him. Child of God, I want to challenge you to get to a place where you create space in your mind where God is God and you are not. I want you to get to a place in your walk with God where God is God and you are not. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay? What that means is it looks like this. It looks like this. You need to get to a point in your walk with God where you need to record the memory of your happiest moment. Okay? The memory of your happiest moment, whatever it is right now, think about it. Something that made you so happy. Think about it. Okay. When you are in your worst moment, when you are in your worst moment, I want you to think of your best moment. Okay. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when you are in the pit, God is still the same God when your father was favoring you. Oh, I've helped somebody right there. You need to understand. See, that's why you can thank God in everything. That's why you can believe all things work together for good. That's why you can be confident that he who began this work will bring it to fruition. Because the God who orchestrated your birth is the God who is going to orchestrate your death. And if he can orchestrate your birth and he can orchestrate your death, surely he has a plan of the in-between. Oh, I've helped somebody right there. Oh, God. All right, let's finish it up. Two things that you must remember that matters before Pharaoh calls. Before Pharaoh calls, you must remember that While the external changes in your circumstances may be great blessing, okay? Before Pharaoh calls, you must always remember that whilst your external changes in your circumstances may be a great blessing, listen to me, the greater blessing before Pharaoh calls is your God-produced character. Whilst it would be wonderful for you to have external changes to your circumstances before Pharaoh calls, I want you, child of God, to always remember that the greater blessing is the God-produced change in your character. By the time Pharaoh called Joseph, he was not the spoiled favorite son of his father. He was a grown man who could do grown man business with a grown man. Sometimes we want listen. Don't define the eternal by the temporary. What I've discovered, before Pharaoh calls, God will mess up your temporary conveniences for his eternal purposes. So whatever that's not working in your life right now, God is messing up with your temporary, there are some temporary inconveniences in your life. Oh, I'm unemployed. Temporary inconvenience. Oh, I broke up. Oh, temporary inconvenience. Well, you know, I'm sick. Temporary inconvenience. But God will always bring in temporary inconveniences for the production of his eternal purposes. So before Pharaoh calls, you need routine integrity and routine faithfulness, because God is working it out. Even though you can't see him, he's still working. He's always working. Behind the scenes, he's always working. Even though you can't feel God, he's working. Before Pharaoh calls, even when you don't hear God, he is working. Even when you don't feel God, he is working. In the Bible, it says the Lord was with Joseph. Sometimes God don't need to speak. God gives you his presence, because where God is, God's power is. For Pharaoh calls, you need to understand that before Pharaoh calls, please put up with the process. Write that down. Put up with the process. Before Pharaoh calls, put up with the process. Why? Because no process, no progress. Be competent. Be competent before Pharaoh calls. Joseph was not an ordinary slave. No. Nah, Joseph was not an ordinary slave. No. Yes, sir. He is already working, been working, will keep working, and he'll keep working even after you dead. That's what he did with Lazarus. He worked after Lazarus was dead and Lazarus was stinking, and God was still working. God is faithful towards you. If you compare your faithfulness to God's faithfulness, you will be embarrassed. So don't tell me, Pastor, you don't know what I've done. Well, compared to who? Oh, Pastor, it hurts. Compared to what? See, our problem is having comparisons. Pastor, I am miserable. Compared to what? Was it better in the pit, Joseph? No. Was it better in the slave market? No. Was it better in Potiphar's house? No. So when you say I'm miserable, compared to what? That boyfriend wasn't no good at all. You know that. He gave you, stressed you out, and all that kind of stuff. You should be glad. Oh, God. All right, so here it is. So you need the last one. I'm done. Okay, I'm done. I'm really, I promise you. Remember, before Pharaoh calls, remember that whilst God's timing and God's ways may be mysterious, God's timing and God's ways may be mysterious, God's faithfulness to his promises is definite. Oh, God, I feel like preaching right there. I see one of the greatest singers of all time, Jill Lewis. That girl can sing, I tell you. Thank you, Jill, for coming over. Before your biggest break, before Pharaoh calls, I want you to remember that whilst God's ways and God's timing are mysterious, God's faithfulness to his promises is definite. So my friend, here's my question as I finish up. Before Pharaoh calls, what are you doing? Before Pharaoh calls, what are you doing? Because when the time is right, Pharaoh is going to call. And when Pharaoh calls you, Pharaoh is calling you to solve his problems, not to solve yours. Because the truth be said, child of God, every employment in the world is solving a problem. So when somebody says, Pastor, I am unemployed, that's not true. Because you need to find a problem that you can solve whilst you're waiting for the biggest break that you need in your life. If you don't have a boyfriend, Pastor, I don't have a boyfriend, well, go on dates. Before you find the boyfriend, you need somebody to practice on. Go on a date. Let them pay the bill. Learn how to walk like a lady. Learn how to dress up and smell good for a date. So that when the right person comes, you're ready. Oh, I don't like this kind of jobs. I don't like this kind of jobs. Well, Jesus puts it this way. If you've been faithful in little stuff, then you qualify yourself for big things. Because if you cannot be faithful in little stuff, how can you be trusted with big stuff? So before Pharaoh calls, you must be successful in the pit. You must be successful with the Ishmaelites. You must be successful as a slave. You must be successful as a prisoner. And guess what? When Pharaoh calls you, you're ready to execute. See, when Pharaoh calls, it's execution time. Before Pharaoh calls, value your development process. Everything is an opportunity. Everything is an opportunity. Everything. I'm telling you, some of the songs that we love to sing in the Christian church were written at the darkest moment of the person who wrote the song. Most of the songs we celebrate in the Christian genre of music were written when people were at the lowest point in their life. Most of the Psalms, all 150 of them, most of the Psalms in the book of Psalms were written when David was running away from Saul. God had anointed him to be president, and yet he was on the run. He was a terrorist to the nation, and yet he started writing, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Oh, come on, talk to me. "The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, thou preparest for me a table in the presence of my enemies. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day." You need to understand, child of God, you need to have routine integrity and routine faithfulness before Pharaoh calls. Don't give up on God. God has invested so much in you to leave you now. I pray for you. Successful as a prisoner, you can succeed as a prisoner. You can succeed as a slave. Wherever you are, you can. Everything is an opportunity. And before I pray tomorrow, I'm thinking of doing something tomorrow if I have time. I have three sermons tomorrow, so this will be the fourth one. I'm thinking of doing something for the many people who are on this line. I'm thinking of presenting from the story of Joseph, lifestyle and spirituality as an immigrant. Lifestyle and spirituality as an immigrant. I want to show you some things from the story of Joseph that is very powerful for the many immigrants, many who are in the diaspora, who are on this line. There are some principles that we get from Joseph that matter. And if you don't know how to deal with them, you may be in the best situation you are in, and you are missing out on that situation because you don't know how to put it together. That's why we have Progress on Purpose. You know, God has just put this on my heart. I just want to teach the how-tos of life. And I know God, whatever God has given me, I'm going to share with you. And so if you're here and you want to say, Pastor, you know what? I want to journey with you. Please, if you find it, I'm not going to beg anybody to subscribe to my YouTube channel. But if I'm helping you and you want to get more stuff, go to Progress on Purpose. If it works, if it doesn't work, leave it alone. If it works, tell somebody else. Share on your platform. I'm not out. You know, I believe when you get better, so many people get better. You, my friend, you are so connected to so many people's destinies that you can even imagine. Your life is not just you. There are some people who need you to be healthy for them to walk into their own destiny. You matter. You are important. That's why you cannot give up on God, because you don't know whose destiny you are connected to. The cupbearer could have simply thought, man, I'm just a cupbearer. But his cupbearerness was the key to Joseph's walking into his destiny. Everyone, no matter how gifted you are, no matter how great you are, you need someone else to introduce you. Even Jesus was introduced by John, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." No matter how gifted you are, no matter how ready you are, somebody must introduce you to the person who needs you the most. So your life matters. Your life matters. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're going through. Your life matters. Don't define your life by where you are, what you're going through. No, there's bigness. There's a God-sized move behind your life. That's why the devil is attacking you. Why would the devil attack you if there was no value to you? So the next time life falls apart, you better buy yourself a burger and just get some soda, whatever is sweet, and drink it. And just, you got to pick yourself. You got to learn how to encourage yourself. Sometimes you are the best encourager of yourself because you know what you are going through. Don't look for people to encourage you who don't even know half of what you're going through. That's why the Bible ought to be your best book in your life. That's why prayer must become your best stress reliever in your life, where you talk to God who keeps secrets. See, some of you want to pray with people who stress you out. People who always tell on your stuff. But when you pray to God, I discover that God is a secret keeper. And I discover that God, they will never embarrass me, no matter how I feel, no matter how down. In fact, I discover that God will give me the Holy Spirit to interpret my foolishness in prayer, because I don't even know how to pray. So prayer is good for me. I love to pray. I love to talk to him in the car. There are some people, I report everybody to God in prayer, because I discovered by the time it gets to God, God is going to bless everybody, because everybody belongs to God. But you know what? I feel good that I told God about it. You are important. You matter. Don't die. Don't give up. Sister Pat Grant, my girl, you matter. You are important. Everything that's coming against you, every Potiphar, every bad thing on your path is because the devil is suspicious that God is about to do something awesome through your life. Oh, God is about to do some amazing stuff. Because whatever God does, it's amazing. You matter. I can feel somebody crying somewhere. Because you look at your life and you say, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm hitting the wall. I don't know what it is. Yeah. When you don't know what it is, don't do nothing. Psalms 46:10 says, be still. Be still and know that I'm God. There are moments where you don't have to do nothing. My flower started preaching to me yesterday. You know, my flowers just started preaching to me yesterday. He said, you know, I got this flower. It's now big and wonderful and gorgeous. And I wondered, I said, when I bought this flower, it was a small little flower. And now the flower is grown and it's green and it's luscious. And it's amazing how it is looking. And my flower said to me, Pastor Kambizi, don't you know my secret to who I am, my growth? I said, what's your secret? And my flower said, because I stay put. I didn't jump out of this pot you put me in. I stay put, and because I stay put, I grow. And let me tell you something. Wherever God has you, God wants you to grow. Maximize the growth that is needed in every season of your life. Life is full of seasons and transitions. Maximize every season in your life. And when Pharaoh calls, tell him, Pastor Kambizi said hi. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this moment. Bless us and keep us and work with us. Before our greatest breakthrough, God, we pray that you may work with our preparation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, tomorrow I'll come in the afternoon. I'll let you know when I'm about to come in. I'm going to present on lifestyle and spirituality as an immigrant. You want to check that one out. And it's all based on the story of Joseph. Powerful principles that will change your life. I wish somebody had told me 10 years ago. I would have never. Blessings on you, everybody. See you tomorrow.